record break.
Watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out. There's a Humphrey Abbott here. I can't sing this. Why don't you hear the new single? Yeah, them Humphreys have just nicked my record. Luckily, I bought myself two copies.
And Radio News at 1, Ian Gilchrist. An MP says it would be crazy to stop producing Concord. There's hope of peace at Leyland, and Labour right-wingers switch to Michael Foot. A Conservative MP is to fight any move to stop production of Concord. The member for South Gloucestershire, John Cope, says it would be crazy to halt the production line once the initial order for 16 planes has been completed.
The difficulty is that if, as I believe to be, will be the case, the Concorde gets its chance on the run to New York later this year, and if it's a success there commercially and other people want to buy it, by that time we shall have got in a position where the production line will be run down and we shall not be able to build any more. Without great expense and much more delay, longer delivery times and so on. And we are in danger, therefore, of falling into the old mistake which the British have made before of designing and building something ahead of its time and then not being able to produce it for sale to cash in on it.
Meanwhile, the government is denying a report that it's already decided to limit production. The industry department says no such decision has been taken. British and French ministers are meeting on Monday to discuss the project's future. There's hope that a threatened shutdown of Leyland car production can be averted. Colin Palmer reports.
30 toolmakers on strike at Leyland's vital carburetor plant in Birmingham are meeting on Monday, and union officials are hoping they'll agree to go back to work. Carburetor supplies for all Leyland cars could be exhausted in a week because of breakdowns in machinery which hasn't been maintained since the Thermal Warfare 3 weeks ago. Demanding a pay review to bring them into line with other Leyland toolmakers they say are earning up to £10 a week more. But the pay review has been vetoed by the Department of Employment, and there doesn't seem much more the strikers can achieve. The signs are that they will agree to return to work, but some are in a very bitter mood. Colin Palmer in Birmingham for IRN.
A right-wing Labour MP says he's decided to vote for left-winger Michael Foot in the next ballot for the Labour leadership on Tuesday. Mr. Brian Walden and some other backbenchers will vote for Mr. Foot on Tuesday, although they voted for right-winger Roy Jenkins in the first ballot. Mr. Walden told us he regarded Mr. Foot as the other man of principle in the leadership contest.
Mr. Jenkins and Mr. Foot are both great men of principle. Both great progressives. On all social issues, I think Mr. Jenkins' views are very close to Mr. Foot's indeed. Also, I suspect that Mr. Foot's economic views are also misunderstood. I don't regard him as a left-winger in the sense that, for instance, some people in the parliamentary party do. I think he's a progressive man who wants greater equality, but he's not very left-wing, and I have no hesitation in voting for him. I think he's the best candidate.
Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past one.
You can't end now, I haven't finished rehearsing. Oh, well, just have a rush outside and see what the weather says.
Oh, my God, no.
It's still grey and dreadful, and the forecast here says that it's going to stay that way. There might be a few sunny intervals. Hope you're under one of them, but not terribly likely. There's a spiffing song called Run With The Wind. In reply to my request for people to send in names of weird villages and places around the country, I have one from Jeff and Gil, small and medium chests, hint hint. Dear Ken, we wonder if you dare bring the public's attention to this silly place, arrowed on the enclosed map, and by golly, it's an AA map, and just near Oxford, down below Cowley and Littlemore and Toot Balden, we have a village called Golden Balls. And it actually exists. It's near Abingdon and Cowley. So if you'd like to visit Golden Balls, feel free, courtesy of Jeff and Gil. This is Capital, and tomorrow, by golly, it's Mussorgsky's birthday. He's 137 years old, poor thing. And he wrote a thing that went like this. ¶¶ that's the normal version, but if you electrify it, it comes out like this. Mussorgsky and his pictures at an exhibition by Tomita and his electric machine, which on the same LP did this funny little number. That's called Chicks in Their Shells, and how they did that on normal instruments, I'll never know. It's a real piece of music from Pictures at an Exhibition by Mussorgsky, who's 137 tomorrow. 25 new Beatle releases on the market at the moment. This is one of them on the flip side of Hello, Goodbye.